This video was made possible by Audible. Get a free audiobook from Audible exclusively by going to audible.com/reallifelore. So this island here is North Sentinel Island, and you're not allowed to visit it. There's a few reasons why, but first, it's important to know that North Sentinel Island is part of the Greater Andaman Islands, which are in the middle of the Bay of Bengal, roughly 1,300 kilometers away from India, and 300 kilometers away from Myanmar. Except for this tiny bit here, the rest of the islands are governed by India, and that includes North Sentinel Island right here. The people who inhabit the island are known as the Sentinelese, and even though their island is technically a part of India, they've probably never even heard of India, or anywhere else for that matter. You see, the Sentinelese are one of the very last remaining groups of people on Earth that have remained virtually untouched and uncontacted from modern civilization. They live a hunter-gatherer lifestyle, surviving from fishing, hunting, and gathering plants, similar to how all of our ancestors lived tens of thousands of years ago in the Paleolithic era. If the real world was like a game of Civilization 5, then the Sentinelese would not have even discovered agriculture yet, which is the very first tech that you research in the game. They also have still not discovered a way of producing fire, so they've been pretty isolated from the rest of human history and culture for untold thousands of years. The strange thing about this society, though, is how close it exists to the modern world. The island is only 50 kilometers away from Port Blair, a modern city home to over 100,000 people with an international airport, a major naval base used by the Indian Navy, and the seat of government for the Andaman and Nicobar Islands territory. The way this situation came to be is rather interesting. The first known contact between the Sentinelese and the outside world wasn't until the year 1867. In that year, an Indian merchant ship crashed on a reef near the island. The crew escaped to the beach and were attacked by the locals who were seeing the first other humans in their entire civilization's history. They survived when another passing ship rescued them, and periodic contacts were made by the British until 1887. From then on, nobody from the outside world managed to make contact with them again until in 1970, when the Indian government sent a group of anthropologists who spotted them on the beach. Tragedy struck in 1974, when a National Geographic team went to the island to shoot a documentary and got attacked by volleys of arrows as their boat got too near the beach. The director was struck by an arrow in his thigh, and the crew retreated afterwards. In 1981, a ship wrecked itself on the north side of the island, which can still be seen there today on Google Maps. They radioed for urgent help after they spotted the Sentinelese building boats on the beach armed with javelins and arrows, but help didn't come for 2 weeks. Eventually, they were all rescued by helicopter, and the first actual peaceful contact between them and the outside world finally occurred in 1991 with a group of Indian anthropologists. But the Indian government decided to stop any further expeditions to the island in 1997 out of fear of introducing diseases that the Sentinelese would have no immunities against, like what happened in a few other places around the world previously to this, and just because the risk of getting attacked by them was considered too great. They survived the Indian Ocean tsunami in 2004 after a helicopter sent to check up on them was warned away by a warrior with a bow, and ultimate tragedy struck in the year 2006 when two fishermen who were illegally fishing in the waters near the island fell asleep and had their boat drift just a little too close to the beach. Sentinelese archers killed the men, and when a helicopter came to recover their bodies, it was also attacked by a volley of arrows and driven away. In the aftermath of these incidents, the Indian government has banned all travel to the island and declared a 3-mile exclusion zone around it, which is enforced by their navy. That is the reason why you'll probably never get to set foot on this island. And even if you could, you probably wouldn't even want to. The latest Indian census of the island tried to estimate their population and calculated it to be around 40, but other estimates place the true population somewhere between 50 and 400 people. Whatever the number, the last people from the outside world that visited the island was in 2006, and neither lived to talk about it. But imagine what the perspective of these islanders must be like. When that ship crashed on the island back in 1981, it may have accidentally kickstarted the Iron Age for their civilization, as they have been observed to be scavenging the wreckage for iron that they now use in their arrow tips. To them, their island is their universe, and the outside world is as far away as the stars and space are to our civilization. We are their aliens, with incomprehensible technology and languages, and we have much to learn from how they've reacted to us so far. We can't say for certain when or if contact with the Sentinelese will occur again, but what I can say for certain is how to get a free audiobook. You head over to audible.com/reallifelore. As I'm sure you've heard before, Audible is a leading provider of audiobooks and other spoken word entertainment. They have thousands of great titles, and there are some audiobooks that you can only find on Audible, like Artemis, a heist story on the moon written by Andy Weir, the author of The Martian, which I strongly recommend you listen to before it's inevitably made into a movie. What's amazing about Audible, though, is that they stand behind their product. If you don't like what you've listened to, you can swap it out for another one with their Great Listen Guarantee. Once you try out your free book, membership includes one free title per month and 30% off everything else. I've always loved audiobooks because you can pretty much read no matter what you're doing. You can do the same, so it's worth going and trying out a book completely for free with their 30-day free trial by going to audible.com/reallifelore or by texting Real Life Lore to 500-500.